Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is podcast number two, episode number two. We have Chao Sil as a guest. Hello, Chao, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your personal stories in the previous episode. And this episode number two, we want to hear more about your ministry at the Lighthouse Community Church. So tell us about your previous ministry experiences before we talk about your current ministry.
Sure. I grew up when I was in college at UNC Charlotte. I very active participating in the church. It's a CME church. I participate in music. I would help them fill in them in playing terms of music and others activity as well. Not very important activity, but God is calling me to do small things, helping setting up tables. Sometimes when they need something, I would be there for them just to help out. And also, beside that, I also have a group of people, a group of Montagnard people. We are called the Montagnard Christian Ministry, which I have helped create it. Basically, what the Montagnard Dallas Christian Ministry is that we are a nonprofit organization. We particularly focus in helping the church in Vietnam. We would do a fundraiser. And then when we had the money, we would send them to purchase the Bibles and the chairs and all the equipment, the musical equipment, to help expand the ministry in Vietnam.
Okay. Now you are a lead pastor, the lead pastor at the Lighthouse Community Church, and it's a Baptist, Southern Baptist Church, correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. So what is your current role?
I am a lead pastor there.
So what is your primary responsibility?
My primary responsibility is to keep the church focusing on ministry in our church to grow, leading the church the way that as a pastor went to shepherding the flocks, just like Bible commands. So. And it's not just that. There are many, many, many things that a pastor responsible within the church, and it seems like I'm doing that. So, but I still need help from God.
And you're also planting another church in Charlotte. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That's correct. I am still. We are planting a church in Charlotte. Right now, we are on probably the first phase of it. I'm laying in the ground for it, so you still need a lot of work, but majority of my time when I have the opportunity to go down there, I would getting together with those people and then with the core team, and then we are working to plant a church over there, and it has been going not with the momentum that I want, but it's slowly growing.
Now, what is the biggest need do you see among Montagnard people?
The biggest need for the Montagnard people is that they really need to know Christ personally. I felt like a lot of Montagnard, that they a lot of them claim to be a Christian, but to know Christ to a personal level, they have not experienced that yet at that level.
I'm sure that God is using you already to really grow the faith among Montagnard people. Can you share any exciting stories, what God is doing at your ministry, through your ministry?
God has given us a lot of opportunity to work with young generation, basically focused. For me, I see myself as, like you are saying, even though I'm still a first generation, I came here, I was born here. But for the younger generation, I really like to work with them and then see them growing up in getting to know Christ more. We have many different activities that help them in the process of doing that. We have a Bible study, we have a picnic, just something to build a relationship between me and them, as a bridge between the older me being a pastor and them as a believer, and we really want to make them grow in faith in the Lord. Mm. Yeah.
So when you say younger generation, are you talking about second generations who were born and grew up in the United States, or just young people in general?
Both. We have some people that are currently like just came to the United States and they are still young, mm-hmm. Basically teen, and even younger. My focus is to get them to expose to Christ and also to the way we live our life here is, you know, the way we believe and you know what Christianity is. And even though some people might have the opportunity to really know that, and then we are here to help them to understand that.
It was great to be at your church. Thank you for inviting me several times, but it was good to see the fellowship that younger people, older people were gathering and having a great time at your church. And also it was good to see that many young people at your church. So I can see definitely the future, yeah, of your church. It's exciting. Now, I know, you know, your ministry, our ministries in general have ups and downs. We have great, exciting stories, but also we have some challenges as well. Now, what are some challenges you faced in the past, or are you facing right now at your ministry?
Yes, sir. Definitely there are some challenges that we encounter as a church. Well, one of the basic challenges that we are facing in our church right now is that the questions of us asking ourselves, should we have how many languages that we should use in the church, in our church in terms of worship? In our church we use three languages.
Wow.
We use English. We focus for the younger generation, some you know who are grown up here, and we should use Vietnamese for the I guess you can call it the one like also like medium ages, which is around like 28 to I guess 28 to 15 something. They already exposed, so, you know, they already know Vietnamese. And. And also we also use the call, which is the older generation. So when we sing in three languages.
Wow.
So we sing one song in the call, one song in English, and one song in Vietnamese. So in a way it is fair for all the congregation to hear and to worship God. And another challenge that we face is that as our church grows, I guess it seems like the vision that we are heading in, you know, sometimes we enter a conflict, I guess, between sometimes it's the generation gap that create a conflict. Mm. Sometimes the old generation, they see this and we see that, and we just seems like to have a little connection issues there. That's something that I guess normal for a church to have when you have the age difference within the church.
You are a church planter. Right. So, why is church planting important?
To me, I felt like it is a mandate from the Bible that we as a church we should expand our ministry, not just locally, but I felt like it is like just the way what God is, because God give us a church, and the church is His body, and then we are doing outreach to other places so other may know Christ, and then also they can multiply themselves too. In a way, that's what I'm saying. Just like I receive God's good news, and I have to share to other people, so that other people can tell other people about the God good news. Mm. And that good news is the eternal life that we are hoping for, and we trust that God is He is the author of life, and that eternal life is in Him only.
Mm-hmm. And that is possible through church planting.
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Church planting is like bringing good news to other people, so that other people can bring good news to other people, mm-hmm. multiplying, something
right.
like that.
So they can become church.
Yes.
Right. Okay, how does discipleship look like at your church?
Yes, we are focusing on particular group. We have a youngest generation who are born here. We have an individual who is qualified to teaching in that group. And a younger generation, like a teen. So each of the group has different programs that focus on and help in terms of them maturity in Christ and to really know the Bibles and they can be mature in Christ and have a perfect relationship with God. That's our hope. Mm.
My last question is that what is the key strategy for your ministry?
Well, particularly I find that it really helps in terms of doing ministry is relationship. Relationship is very important. The way we do our church is that we once in a while we come to a certain church member house and we pray that house, we have worship on that house, on their house, and then we get connected relationally through that ministry, because I felt like the more we are close to each other, it helps our church to expand as well as have a good foundation.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing about your ministry, and it is very encouraging me as well as a pastor, because discipleship and the key strategy must be based on the relationship, because we are ministering to the people, right? Not to a project.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.